Whether I'm worried about hosting or just giving that perfect gift, creating a delicious holiday for my loved ones is super important to me. From effortless holiday hostings to unforgettable gifts, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. They've always been super convenient in giving me the most high-quality steaks I could ask for, whether for myself or a loved one. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com, and for an extra $35 off, use code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM. Go to omahasteaks.com and use code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
You know, as you guys know, I'm a professional boxer. Been taking, took a couple boxing classes in the last couple weeks, and I'm pretty good. So, you know, if you see me on the street and, like, you got a problem, like, I highly recommend to, And so, yeah, I went to a boxing class a couple days ago, and I had this coach before, and I really enjoyed him. You know, he's really cool. He's, like, part-time rapper, part-time poet, part-time trumpet player, pianist. Mad cool. Until this experience that I had with him, and like, I don't know how I felt about it. I'll just get into it, right? So, although I'm a professional boxer, sometimes it's hard for me to keep up, like sometimes I'm not up to par, off days, we all have off days, right? I was having an off day for this class. It was me and three other women who, were also fairly, well-established boxers in their classes. And so we're going about this class. It's a very, like, vigorous class. Like, there's, like, no breaks to it. We have, like, one break that's, like, a minute in the very middle, and it's, like, an hour long. Whatever. And so we're doing it, right? And, like, he notices I'm kind of having, like, an off day, blah, blah, blah. Whatever. And so we get to the break, we take off our gloves, and I'm having a drink of my water, Essentia only. I drink my water, go to put my gloves back on, and I'm having some difficulty putting my second glove on, because y'all aren't boxers, so y'all don't know this, but like, it's easy to put on one glove because you got a free hand, but then it's hard to put on that second glove because you don't got a free hand, you got a gloved hand that you're trying to glove the other hand with. Feel me? So I do, just as we're taught in class, ask for help when help is needed. So I went up to my coach and I was like, yo, can you just tie this for me? And he looked at the glove, and then he looked at me, and he was like, come on, yo, like, all the girls put their gloves on by themselves and you can't. And I was like, you got me there, my boy. I'm not gonna lie. And then from, like, that point on, throughout the whole class, he just, like, referred to the class as ladies. he was like, all right, ladies, time for burpees. Or, all right, ladies, let's see some shadow work. Or, all right, ladies, bring out the bags. Whatever it is, he kept saying ladies. And, like, you could tell, like, he meant that, he said that to piss me off. He was trying to piss me off. And I get it, I showed a little bit of weakness halfway in, and he just wanted to pick on me a little bit. And the first time he said it, I was like, all right, whatever. Funny, ha ha, ha ha, The second one, I was like, ha ha. I like the seventh one, I was like, come on, my boy. You're dragging it. This is a lot. And I had to pause for a second and be like, damn, like, am I getting my feelings hurt? Like, is this really affecting me? Although I did realize, like, I did, like, box better, like, after he started saying that shit. And, he would watch me a little bit more, and, like, I knew I was doing better. I knew I was improving. So, whatever. And then, like, the class ends, and I plan on, like, approaching him and, like, being, and, like, telling him I appreciate him. I wasn't gonna, like, bring that up. But, like, if he brought it up, like, whatever. I just want to tell him, like, I appreciate him for, like, pushing me. And I didn't get the chance to. He just kind of, like, I don't know where he went after the class, whatever. But, but the whole day, it was really going on in my mind. Like, I was really trying to process, like, how did I really let that affect me? Like, it's so stupid. But, like, I saw myself getting kind of upset in the moment, you know? So I started thinking about the topic of this episode for this week's episode of Difficult-ish, where I'm alone, solo. This week's episode is on criticism. But before we get any further, like the video, subscribe to the YouTube channel if you have this on streaming platform. Thank you for listening. But I need that review. I need that rating. 5. Please don't give us anything more than that. If you give us, like I hate the people that are, like, honest reviewers. Like, the only reason we ask for a review is for a 5. You know that. But it's like, oh, like, I'll give it, like, a 4.7. Why? Just give it, you know, whatever. If y'all didn't know that, I actually wanted to keep it a secret, but there's no point. I'm going to just say, we're in Bangladesh right now. I've been in Bangladesh for a couple weeks when this is coming out. I think it's coming out, like, a month and a half later. Madder in the future. Because we had to pre-record a bunch because we're going on, you know, these trips, and life is kind of crazy in February. But, so, yeah, I'm out here right now, and I was trying to think of different things to talk about, and I was heavily influenced by this, again, real world event that happened. So let's talk about criticism. What is criticism? How the way we interact with criticism changes and evolves as we grow up. And, you know, I'll tie it back into being brown and how brown people are involved somehow and stuff. But, you know, let's get started. This won't be too long. I'll keep y'all for a little bit. I don't know how long it'll be, but I'm a little tired and I don't have a second coffee. So, I don't know. So yeah, let's get started. What is criticism? Criticism is, damn, I didn't do any prep for this episode. Y'all know what criticism is. Criticism is feedback from people, giving us feedback on something that we do, you know. So, but it's like, if we're playing, you know, a game of chess, and, you know, you go about a new, like, an opening, but you only know until, like, move 3, because, like, you're not as good as me, but I know, like, the whole layout of the opening, you know, I could criticize you for your chess skills, and I can be critical of, you know, the way you went about that chess opening. And of course I am, the same way that, you know, my boxing coach saw that I was lacking. I was not doing good. So he decided to be critical of me. And, you know, different types of people have different ways of being critical. As for me, let me think what type of person I am when I give criticism. You know, I think I can be many different types of person when it comes to being critical. I think naturally, like, the organic version of me that I would like to be when it comes time to be critical is I'm like brutally blunt, and, like, it's really hard for me to have a filter. And I think there's a big difference that we have to distinguish between being blunt and being rude. Okay, you could be extremely blunt. I know people that are extremely blunt. You know people that are extremely blunt, but they're not rude. And, you know, at the end of the day, maybe rudeness is it's felt differently by different people, but I think that I have the ability to be blunt without being rude. And I think that is the best way to be critical of somebody. But also, you know, I can do the other side, which is being very, like, empathetic and being very, like, nurturing in the way that you give feedback to somebody. Like, you know, I've had teachers throughout, like, high school that saw that I was performing so poorly. Especially, like, my senior year yearbook teacher. She was very, very, very nurturing of me. And I think that was a feeling that, like, I was yearning for from, like, somebody older than me, to, like, look at me and realize that, like, I wasn't doing the best, and to, like, not get mad at me, you know, and to not, like, disregard me, to realize that, like, I have potential. I'm just not in the right circumstances. And she really, like, helped me out with just, like, real genuine care and real genuine, like, yo, like, I want to help you. Like, let's walk through, like, what's going on with you. Whereas on the other end, I grew up with a lot of guys that were the complete opposite of that, you know, that would just throw me in the fire when they saw that I was doing something wrong, or always try to, you know, teach a lesson through, like, harsh discipline, whether it's, like, violent or whether it's, like, aggressive or just, like, you know, even, like, when it comes to, like, vocal and, like, how you speak to somebody, I've felt kind of like all spectrums of it, and I'm not, you know, alone in this. Like, I'm sure everybody has dealt with blunt people. Everybody has dealt with like loving people. And I think anybody can learn to love either one and anything across the whole spectrum, just depending on like what it is they're being criticized on and obviously who is criticizing them. You don't want no random like dingo being blunt to you. Have y'all had that? I've had that happen before, where it's like you just meet someone and they're already hyper like critical of your character. I don't know you, my boy. I don't know you, my boy. And they'll take it as like you being sensitive or you not being open to feedback, but it's like, no, I just don't know you, my boy. I can deal with bluntness or like someone being hypercritical of me if I know you. Okay, so I've dealt with a lot of that before. I think when I was younger, and I think when we are kids, obviously it's very difficult for us to be, for someone to judge our character and someone to judge how we do. Like, I remember throughout middle school and stuff, if I was in any sort of like competition or any sort of like whatever, I was naturally like a poor performer, just because, you know, I just don't think I had the capacity to do things that I genuinely knew I was good at that time. I just couldn't. And with me doing so poor, you know, it came with a lot of like hiding, you know, and like being like secretive and trying to be like mysterious of how I was like actually performing and feeling about a certain topic. So I remember, like, you know, I used to be in a robotics club, and whenever I made a mistake, I wouldn't ask for help. You know, whenever I made a mistake or whenever I didn't know how to do something, I would just try to figure out myself, because I didn't want somebody judging the fact that like I wasn't good at something. I was trying to avoid the criticism. And of course, we know you can't avoid, like, you can't just ignore a mistake. It'll come back to you, and it'll bite much worse, like, the second time around. Same thing with, like, you know, if you fail a test and, you know, you just try to make yourself believe that you didn't actually fail it, and you make yourself believe that you don't have to study for the next one, then you fail the next one, and then you fail the class. You know, I did a lot of avoiding that criticism, whether it was like people being critical of me or me being critical of me. I tried to avoid it all, as do all children. You know, if like when you're a kid and you break glass, like, what do? You don't go tell your mom, you know, mom, I just broke glass. No, you like try to ignore it. You like run away from it. And unfortunately, like, I maintained that tendency for quite a while. Too long. Too long. Still a little bit nowadays, too. And I think one type of person that we need in our lives is someone that looks past the bullshit. You know, I think that is a vital, essential person that you need in my life. Someone that recognizes you suck at being judged, but you need to be judged and you need help. And, you know, I don't mean to put, you know, just like a friend of yours, put like so much weight on a friend of yours' shoulders to like fix you. At the end of the day, like, you got to fix yourself. But if you are going to have people around you, make sure that you got at least one person that just checks you, that just realizes, like, yo, like, you know, even if it's, of course, like, checking is very much intertwined with this. Like, I think a lot of people don't check people the right way, because a lot of the time, like, if I'm checking someone, I know I can speak from experience. Like, when I was young, if I tried checking somebody, a little bit will come from like a place of like ego, like me trying to like one up on you, me being like, yo, I know this that you don't, so let me check you and tell you where you're doing wrong, but kind of to help you out, but also kind of to inflate my own ego. That is incorrect, and that is something that a lot of people are still stuck in, and I think that's what makes the checking pointless, because I think you can, a lot of the time, you can see through that, you know. And I grew up with guys that saw through that, and I think that was like a big disconnect between like the way that I moved and the way that people moved. And I think throughout life, we come to realize that there are so many things that
Whether I'm worried about hosting or just giving that perfect gift, creating a delicious holiday for my loved ones is super important to me. From effortless holiday hostings to unforgettable gifts, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. They've always been super convenient in giving me the most high-quality steaks I could ask for, whether for myself or a loved one. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com, and for an extra $35 off, use code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM. Go to omahasteaks.com and use code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
That can affect our disconnection with accepting criticism and like accepting feedback from somebody. So, like, for example, I think in my life I've gotten very lucky, and I think a lot of things that have come to me have come through luck and just like a byproduct of like my belief and my prayers. And with that happening, you know, when it comes time for somebody to judge you on something that you did wrong, a lot of time, like, I would just put it up to God. And I would be like, yo, like, if I don't fix this, it will get fixed regardless, and I will be good regardless. And I think a lot of time that gets in the way of like you and the better version of you, because you're not putting in like that work. You're not putting in like that 50%, like that work to get better, an opportunity for things to get better, for things to change. Because at the end of the day, like, I look at who I was when I was younger and I look at who I am today, and I'm very proud of who I am today. And a big reason how I've gotten here is just I became accepting to criticism. And I wasn't for a while, because, you know, something that my sister told me when I was like, it was my 21st birthday. And at this time of my life, we had like kind of a rocky relationship. It's really complicated, but we were obviously cool, but we're so we've grown so much since then. But at that time, you know, we were just talking, and it was late, and my sister told me something that like always stuck with me. She told me that, you know, from ages 1 to 17, you kind of grow at like a linear pace, like this linear. Right? Y'all take math classes, linear. But when you turn 18, the jump from like 18 to 19 is no longer linear. It's like a little bit, it like spikes a little bit. And with that happening, when you reach 19, your ego can kind of spike too. You can think like, damn, I just grew up this much in a year. I'm the man. I'm the man. I got it. Like I just made this big jump. I got it. I'm so much ahead of people a year ago. I'm good, you know? And then the spike from 19 to 20 is even like steeper. It's even more exponential. And then 20 to 21 is even more exponential. And 21 to 22 is even more. And that continues forever. And while she was telling this to me, I was thinking about my life, and I was thinking about like what were some of the driving factors for that for some of those personal spikes and those like exponential increases in my life. And a lot of it came down to really just being able to accept criticism from other people, accept criticism from myself, and do the work to get better. Because I think when we're at those ages, we kind of have to, you know, there's no excuse or reason to not improve as a person. And we all know people that thought they were perfect at 17, they peaked at high school. Like, without like a better way to say it, like, we know a lot of people that just haven't grown up, haven't gotten a lot better. And the backbone to all that is really being honest with yourself allowing people to be honest with you and really putting in the work to get better, you know. So going if like my boxing coach is listening, if my boxing coach is listening to this, that should hurt my feelings, but at the end of the day, I appreciate you. It has helped me get better. At the end of the day, he was trying to, you know, hurt my massive male ego, and it slightly worked. It's something stupid to get upset about, but it did the job, and I took that criticism in a good way. So if there's anything I want to leave y'all with today is, we all have people in our lives that want the best for us. We all have people in the lives that are better than us at a lot of things. Like, I know I'm really good at chess, and there is nobody better than me, but I'm sure one day I might find someone. And when I do, I will be open to accepting criticism from him. And it's going to be hard because I'm the best, but I still know that, like, in order to get better at anything, regardless of what level you are at in it, you can always get better by the teachings of other people. And I think a lot of the time our ego gets in the way. You know, we're human. We want to think that, you know, especially if it's something that we have a lot of care and passion towards, we want to think we're the best. You know, like, it's so funny because I'm talking much. You know, if there's anything I want to leave y'all with, please be more accepting to accept your flaws and your imperfections more. Don't get your feelings hurt by the things that you're not good at or, like, where you're lacking, because, as we all know, nobody is perfect. Everybody is on a journey. That's why I love New York City. You know, like, New York City kind of, you have to face the fact that, you know, you get on the train, and if you just get off your phone for a minute and just look at everybody in the train and look at everybody in the face, you realize that, yeah, just everybody is on their own journey. Everybody's on their own journey. You walk down the streets in New York City, and like, you can feel the tension. You could feel, like, a bubble around every single person that's walking on the street, because you could feel, you know, how much tension everybody's holding, how much everybody's going through. And, you know, I am so grateful for the people in my life that are just better than me at things. You know, like, my friend Farhan has taught me so much about accepting literature and accepting poetry and becoming open-minded to just reading the work of people that might not come from, like, a similar background than me. You know, that's something that we can also get messed up in, is with this whole representation thing. And of course, I didn't talk too much about, like, how being brown gets involved in it, but, like, just to touch on it, obviously, like, you know, I, like, as a creative, always look for people that have, like, similar beliefs and similar, you know, previous journeys as I do, and I look for them for advice, which you should always do. But that doesn't mean that you can't obtain something from the fucking 6-year-old that grew up in the suburbs, or, like, the 79-year-old, like, that has, like, lived a very, like, calm life by the lake by the creek with the flowers and the petals. Like, you can obtain knowledge from absolutely every single corner of human existence, and that's something that my friend Farhan has helped teach me. And, you know, my friend Soham has taught me that, you know, has really helped build my own confidence in myself. You know, I would tell him, like, I can't do something because it's not me. And he would just tell me, like, he would help me be hypercritical of myself and my insecurities in myself, and question me, like, why, what is making you think that you can't become that person? Who is stopping you? Nobody is stopping you. Nothing is stopping you. You can become whoever you want to become. You just have to do a little bit of work. But honestly, the work kind of gets easy once you accept the fact that that's all you have to do, you know? And so, I can keep listing people off. But again, if I want to leave y'all with some, it's don't be scared to be hypercritical of yourself. Don't be scared to accept criticism from the right people in your life. Take a look at your circle. Take a look at the people that you know more than you. And just put your ego aside and be okay with learning from them. I know, like, for my guys, especially when you're younger, when you're, like, 16, 17, 18, it's really hard to look at, like, your best friend who, like, deep down, you know that he knows more than you, but, like, you look at him as kind of like an equal. I promise it's okay to, like, give him some flowers and, you know, tell him you recognize his strengths. And he's going to do the same for you, and it'll just help grow y'all bond more, especially with y'all siblings too. You know, for my girls, like, if you got an older sister, younger sister, older brother, younger brother, whoever it is, I understand everybody got rocky relationships, but take the time to realize, especially if you got an older sibling, your older sibling does things for your family that you don't know. At the end of the day, you don't know. You don't get it because you're not in their shoes. You know, these older siblings really be doing a lot. And I'm saying this because I, as of very recently, as a 25-year-old grown man, have come to understand more of, like, what my older sister does for my family. And it just makes me more appreciative. And it makes me more willing to accept any sort of criticism that she would give me, because she knows things that I don't. I know things that she doesn't, and I hope that she becomes critical of me as well. But as for, you know, the older people in our lives, that sometimes it gets hard to accept feedback from them, because we as younger people want to be seen as their equal. We don't want to be seen as lesser than. But at the end of the day, like, they were born first for a reason, you know, like, we can't fight that, and there's no point to. So, yeah, shout out my Boston coach. Hope he don't call me a lady again, because he gonna get these hands, feel me, a professional boxer. You know, I know he taught me everything that I know, but I'll still smoke him. I don't know why I'm lying, bro. Ramadan coming up, I gotta be a good Muslim boy. Anyways, that's all I got for this episode. Do I have 10-second advice? Do I? Shit. Y'all don't have to tip if you order takeout, by the way. Save your money. Like, don't believe, like, these people. You don't have to tip if you order takeout. If you order takeout, they ring you the thing. They give you, here's your total, $17.83 plus tip. I'm good, shorty. I'm good. Sorry. That's my advice for you today. If y'all made it this far, please drop some fucking boxing gloves in the comments. I need that. Let me see those boxing gloves, because I got these hands that draw my AirPods. Anyways, thank you guys so much for listening. And I love you. I said it. I said it.